Hello, universe. Welcome to Off the Rails with Tom and Mark.
Coming to you live from Caldwell Banker Home Sale Realty Studios in lovely Grafton, Wisconsin.
All right.
The universe coming to you from an unknown episode. This is an in-the-can episode. We are getting together with Utterly Insane Productions. We are hanging out with them. We're going to be, just going over how to be a good podcast, right? Like, how to... Molly knows a bunch of shit.
Yeah, she does know a bunch of
shit. I do not need to be here. At all. They only want to get a hold of
Molly. If we would have recorded what was happening earlier, we would have been able to prove you weren't here.
Yeah, I've been having a bad day. So if you're looking to buy or sell a home or interested in a career in real estate, email roy@cbhsr.com. Give him a call, 414-235-0763. He'd love to be your go-to for all your real estate needs, and everybody at Coldwell Banker, they should have been calling me for a Christmas party.
Yeah?
Didn't get that call.
Oh, darn.
Kind of making my butt clench a little there. Like, hey, they ain't really calling me to hang out with you guys anymore. All right. So what do we always do first here? I got some hot seat questions on deck. You guys ready for this? Before we get into some of our other stories, we're going to do some old hot seat questions. And, of course, what's the first thing I said that happens when you start a show? Hot seat doesn't work. Okay, now it's working. Something everybody loves but you think is overrated.
Christmas.
Christmas.
Yes.
Overrated?
Yes, because it has become too commercialized. People don't know the root of Christmas anymore.
Yeah.
The only thing, you take the millennials and their idea of Christmas is making sure that they get what they want and pretty much screw everybody else. You know, it's commercialized.
No, I get that. I said this before, but I think being there for the birth of your child, I think is way overrated.
Why is that overrated?
I'll agree with you on that one.
Because why the hell do I need to be there?
And why do you want to see that? Well,
what help am I?
You're keeping the mother calm.
Yeah, right.
Hey! No, like what?
When I had my second child, okay, the father of that child was not there.
Okay, and you were probably in a way better mood.
But that's not the point.
The guy doesn't need to be there.
At the particular moment that you were giving birth to your second child and the father wasn't there, who were you screaming at that point?
Nobody. I wasn't screaming.
You weren't pissed at anybody? You weren't yelling at anybody? You weren't... goddamn son of a bitch. You did this to me, anybody?
But you can bet if Wayne was in the room, she'd be screaming at the bastard.
The difference between my first, second, and third child, the third child, I slept most of the time, so that when I did actually have her, he wasn't there.
So the first child was the hardest. The second child was kind of okay. The third child just kind of popped out and ran off.
Basically.
And she's still running off.
That one was going through a luge.
I mean, but it's a magical moment that you're only going to, especially with your first child, that you're only going to experience once.
I don't ever want to see that again.
No.
I saw it once out of the three kids. Never again.
I think a more important person would be the lady's mother, if she's still around. She would probably be more comfortable with her mom being there than
or sister.
Or sister. They would have more of an intimate moment than the dude going, is that ever going back to normal?
Well, see, most of the time they don't have the father at that end. Usually okay. they have the father up at the head.
But still. Right.
Normally the father's at the head and supporting the
It's the mother's the going, mother. This is your fault.
Or yeah.
helping her pretty much. Or,
well, know. No, I was thinking of that because it was like the baseball playoffs just happened and a couple players had to miss. The Patriots just had a bunch of games and these players are missing NFL games to be there for the birth of their child, which you don't even know when is exactly going to happen. I think that way you guys should still punch into work. You're making millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be there for it. Come on.
But
For your kid that's going to have a perfect life for the rest of their life anyway because you're a millionaire? Yeah. I think that's overrated.
Yeah, and if you were the average Joe and you were doing that, you'd lose your job.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Stay home
I think most
wait.
Jobs
I don't
have
know when it's going to happen for sure.
All right.
Actually, with my second child, I did actually lose my job when I went in to give birth to him.
What?
That's illegal.
Yes. Yes.
How did you lose your job?
Because nobody called in for me.
It doesn't matter. You come back with a doctor's excuse.
I don't.
Well, you come back with a child.
So yeah, so
you come back with a child. That's better than a doctor's excuse.
So that day, not only did I give birth to my son, but I lost my job.
They're just like, hey. Congratulations on the weight loss, but you're fired.
That's just messed up.
It's okay. messed up.
You know the name of the show, right? Okay. Last show you binge watched.
I've been binge watching Stargate.
Stargate. Okay, that's an older one. We just got. Molly went against my wishes. I don't know why it was my wishes, but we got Disney Plus. I've been raving about not getting it, and then we got the Mandalorian or whatever.
Oh, that's a good one.
One day he walks in the house, and I had Disney Plus playing for the bird, and he's like, "Did we get Disney Plus?" And I'm like, "Well, is it playing on the TV?"
No, I actually knew you did it beforehand.
Yeah.
I got a notification
you texted me,
on
though.
My phone. It said, "Congratulations on your purchase of Disney Plus." I'm like, "Huh? Wasn't me. Who else do I got to look at here?"
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my daughter and her husband have Disney Plus,
and you
when
had
they
password.
Well, when they came over, for Thanksgiving, he signed into Disney Plus for the kids, and he never signed out.
So now you have Disney Plus.
I'm sitting there. I'll watch it every now and then.
That's how we watch Netflix.
Yeah.
I don't even bother with Netflix anymore because I actually canceled my Netflix subscription because of the fact that every time I go on to Netflix, it would freeze up.
It just doesn't
completely
like
freeze up.
Okay.
I don't have a
Amazon Prime, never have a problem. Disney Plus, didn't have a problem. HBO Go, don't have a problem.
I've never had a problem.
Vudu, never have a problem.
Netflix. Oh, never have a problem
he
with Vudu.
But they
problem.
Have.
And Netflix, will sit there and it'll buffer. It sits there and keeps buffering. And I have reset my modem and I have purged all the cache and everything and it still does it.
Yeah. We went and got the Fire Stick.
And I just can't figure out why.
We don't even
like
have cable. We just have the Fire Stick.
I got cable, but I don't pay for it.
We get it for free with our association fees.
We get live channels free
and
with our...
And we get internet free.
On our
with
phone,
our cell phone plan.
Our
we
cell
get
phone plan
like
gives
50
us
channels.
One TV with a certain amount of...
But I got Amazon Prime, and I like that, too. So.
Yeah, I went ahead and I switched. That's what I did. I switched from Netflix
to
Prime.
I got all these old retro movies that I can watch.
We have Prime and Netflix. I got the bundle for Disney Plus, ESPN, and Hulu. The only thing that we don't have that I really want right now is the HBO, but it's an extra $15 a month. Because HBO just started a series on some books that I really like.
Yeah, it's called
The Dark Materials.
His Dark Materials.
And they did a movie that was a flop, and the series
the movie wasn't that big of a flop. People didn't quite understand that movie.
People went to see it that hadn't read the books. And
I looked at it and I didn't like it. Well, you're not understanding.
Oh, so actually now that he spoke, I can see This is a thing between you two, because you liked that he didn't.
Well, he didn't read the books, and so he watched the movie, and I think he liked it enough, but he didn't understand what was going on. And that was the general consensus with people that watched it.
Well, the series that's going right now...
It looks good.
It is good.
Damn it.
I've been watching it.
Isn't it like 18 books or something that you got to read?
It's 3 books.
Might as well be 300, babe.
Another thing,
three bucks.
Another thing about HBO, you would also have access to all 8 seasons of Game of Thrones.
We tried to get into Game of Thrones. We couldn't do it.
Seriously,
sorry. We did Game of Thrones seasons.
Awesome, dude.
I tried. It is just too much politics.
We sat down with Mark and Susan
with too many different characters, too much shit going on. And I don't even have any emotional connection to any of these characters.
And then, we sat down with Mark and Susan, and we watched.
Why do I even care?
I tried more than once, and I just couldn't do it.
Well, I got 1 through 7 up on Vudu.
We watched the first 2 seasons, and we still just couldn't get into it. And that kind of show is right up our alley, but we couldn't.
No.
Well, I will say this. Season 1 through 7... I liked it. It was really good. Season 8, they screwed it up.
Yeah, I heard that.
They screwed it up so bad that the fans are actually demanding them to reshoot it.
I heard that as well. Yes. There's a petition going around to redo the whole season.
To redo the entire 8th season of Game of Thrones because they screwed it.
Why don't you put the money up? And just
right.
buy them to do it, you know?
Hey, you
do
know,
a Kickstarter.
They screwed it, man. Yeah. They really did.
Crowdfunding.
I mean, it totally went into some weird direction.
Yeah. Well, you think they'd do things right when
you... But you also have...
cost millions of dollars to make these productions.
Oh, yeah. And you also have with HBO, you have the new Watchmen series.
Did not that like Watchmen.
You didn't
not
like the Watchmen.
Movie. Not the movie.
This one takes off after the movie.
Was Watchmen, that was a comic book, right?
It was a comic book, and then they made the movie out of it. And it's kind of like I believe it is a DC, because you got your Night Owl is kind of like Batman in movies.
Okay. No,
Your ultimate...
It was just kind of boring. It was like...
In the comic and in the movie, the way they did it, your ultimate, non-hero hero... is Dr. Manhattan.
Okay.
Because he's that attitude that doesn't care either way.
Kind of like a dead... What was
kind of like Deadpool.
Not Deadpool. There was a dead shot that they just did with Will Smith.
Deadshot.
He's that here. I really like Deadshot. I think they should do a whole standalone Deadshot movie.
Well, yeah, he was his character in Suicide Squad.
Yep.
And Suicide Squad didn't get a very good review, but man, was it a good movie.
I thought it was pretty good too. I liked the
second one.
Margot Robbie did an awesome job as that cute little package, that cute little thing all wrapped up into that crazy package.
They could just have Margot Robbie fucking in the morning in her kitchen doing whatever she does for 90 minutes, and I'm going to pay to see it.
They've either already
just
done
any
it.
Spy camera on Margot Robbie is $1 million.
No, she did an awesome job as Harley Quinn, though.
Yeah.
They're already doing it, or it's in production or whatever, but it's scheduled to be released sometime next year. And it's mostly all about Harley Quinn.
Oh.
It's cool. Like, you know.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all the female characters.
Oh,
all the female villains and heroes.
No, there's one that's just... No, it's almost
just
like
about Harley
just
Quinn.
About... There's a
really?
Movie coming out that's just about... Harley Quinn.
Well, this one's mostly. Called Birds of Prey that I was talking about. That I thought you were talking about.
No,
but
it's
got Harley. It's got Poison Ivy. It's got Batgirl.
Okay.
The superheroes and the villains from DC. But it's all the females.
Okay.
And that one actually, I bet, is going to be a really good one. And that would probably wind up
being a
as long
a pretty
as you got
box,
Margot
box
Robbie
office.
In it for well, 60 minutes,
I'll watch it.
I think because of the success of her character, that's why they're doing the second movie, and it's more.
Yeah,
it's
well, they are supposed to be making
based movie of Harley Quinn and how she became to be
Harley Quinn.
Well, her name used to be Harlena Quinn. God damn it, Quintel, I think is what it was.
Right, but they're going to go
and
in
then,
more depth than they did.
Right,
in
the and then suicide. The way the reason she became Harley Quinn is because she was assigned. She was a psychiatrist,
yeah.
And she was
to the Joker,
a psychologist.
She fell in love
yep.
with him,
and she yep. was assigned and to Arkham. The Joker. No, she didn't fall in love with him. He got in her head,
yeah. bent her,
and made her think
okay.
she was
and
in love with him.
Made her escape him, and then. The whole
it,
thing.
Oh, it was. It's
the
twisted.
Joker,
man.
The whole
basically
thing is the
created.
Joker doesn't really love her.
No, he was using her, and the thing is,
he
also abuses her all the time, and she takes it.
And she comes back for more.
And she comes yep. back for more.
Yep, because he wants to see how much he can twist her.
Yep.
Awesome.
And that's
Let's make
that's,
a whole movie as long as you got Margot Robbie doing it.
That's what he's just saying. You know, it's an origin story, so that would be kind of yeah. interesting.
Still haven't seen the new Joker either.
That would be like a Hannibal.
Nor have I. Nor have
the
I.
Same thing, making you.
And that one, that one's Joaquin Phoenix playing the Joker on that one.
Yeah.
I have not seen it.
But
nor have I.
All these subscription services are coming up with their own like. Shows that are sucking me in. Like Amazon Prime is going to be coming out with a series on another of my favorite book series, The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan.
Oh, that's the one that's 18 books.
It is.
Books.
The Wheel of Time.
But they're casting
Times?
It. They're starting to film it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Philip Pullman, his Dark Materials, I saw a preview for it on Hulu that I was watching, and I was like, oh, awesome. I looked everywhere for where to see it, and it says that you can stream it on like Hulu and Amazon Prime. You can, but you have to pay the extra $15 a month
for the
HBO.
The HBO. Yeah.
Like,
but
come on, I've got all these. I'm not going to pay $15 just for HBO.
But it's a really good series. And,
I'll wait until
and the girl that got to play Lyra.
Somewhere else.
The one that they got to play Lyra. She's the one that plays Weapon X in Logan.
Well, and they have the guy that they cast as her dad. Is
the
guy
the one,
that played
he that was he played,
Professor
X
in the first generation.
What was his name?
You mean the one that played the young Xavier?
Yeah,
yes.
The young one.
He was also he
was
also
good
did
too.
Yeah, but he also did a character.
Tom's checked out
in Split.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was God.
That's the same guy.
I can't.
He's good.
He's going to go look it up. Watch.
He's the guy from Split.
Yeah.
The main
yeah.
actor from Split.
John McAvoy. And I
yeah,
think
McAvoy.
McAvoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
anything to make it stop, guys.
Okay, we're done.
That's one thing you
well,
get me going on. All this stuff you can get me going on this
too.
Stuff. And it's like.
The only reason I'd want HBO Plus is because.
I give you them titties on HBO.
Well, if you want something like that, you should get either
Cinemax
or Showtime because you
say
got Cinemax After Dark. They do the
Classy
the
Bush?
The low level X rated movies.
Soft corn porn.
So, yeah, it's
softcore
porn.
Soft corn.
Soft corn.
All right.
I like soft corn.
I wouldn't mind, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm a horror movie fan, so I've kind of fell into, you know, like, where have the titties gone in horror movies lately, you guys? Like, if I went and saw a Friday
Hollywood.
The 13th movie or a Freddy Krueger movie, we got some tits.
Halloween's rehashing too much bullshit nowadays.
Well, at least in the original Halloween, you got some titties.
Yeah.
Like, that's just supposed to be. You're supposed
and
to get
what are we
blood,
up to Halloween
breasts,
20 now?
And beast. That's the three B's of horror. Blood, breasts, and beast. I don't know. And maybe if it's a little dirty, you get a little classy bush.
Classy.
It's a classy bush. It's there not a go. Wide open spread eagle shot, but it is a girl walking with it. I don't know where this has gone, but
hence the
into
name.
The gutter. It went off the rails and into the gutter.
Yep. Yeah,
sure hence, did. That's hence what it the does. Name. Yeah.
Off the rails
and into the gutter.
Next. Has a chick ever tried to pick you up at a bar?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, this guy is called bullshit hard.
Oh,
I'm not talking like a bouncer that picked you up and carried you out.
No, let me put it to you this way. The only reason he's calling bullshit is because it's never happened. And he probably would never.
Okay. No? Chicks tried to pick you up?
You wish.
I've had a chick or two actually try to pick me up when I was younger and I was a bouncer at the bar.
How'd it go?
I turned him down.
What?
I was already involved with someone. I'm not going to just walk off with some...
You're asking
random
a guy
chick
that's had maybe three relationships since high school.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, you're so full of shit. You're so full of shit. If I was to slap you right now, it'd fucking cover this entire place.
How old were you and Gina when you got married?
Mm-hmm. When Gina and I hooked up,
I met her
24.
At a bar, and she asked
actually,
for my number.
Actually, I met her up at a lodge that we both worked at. And
pretty close to a bar.
Yeah. And I got her pregnant and I did the right thing and stayed with her.
Okay.
And then 21 years later, she up and left me.
All right.
So.
Didn't have to take that turn, man.
But hey, I'm just saying, man. You know, I'm just saying. But before her, you know, I was a bouncer at a bar. I had a couple of chicks try to pick me up.
Cool.
That's because they were drunk and they didn't know any better.
Aww.
Yeah, well, I was with somebody at the time.
That's
because
they were drunk and thought you were me.
Yeah.
they would have went. I would have took them home with me if I wouldn't have been with anybody at that time. Because they were cute.
Always a faithful one.
This question came up because...
Yes, I've always been the faithful one. Sorry.
We were up north and I had a gay guy trying to pick me up.
That's the worst.
It made him feel really good.
Oh, he was so
about himself.
And he bought me drinks all night. And he was just telling me about my blue eyes and how sweet I was. And I'm just like, I don't want to lead you on, guy, but you're buying me all this alcohol and you're making me feel so good. That how about a reach around or something? Yeah, you know? I don't know what to do at this point. Yeah. So yeah, I had a gay guy trying to pick me up right in front of Molly. I was like, no, I have.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
He still thought he could steal me from Molly, so this guy had some game.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. It was an interesting night.
It was.
I believe it. Up north.
All right. What was the story that we... here we go. Hold on. It was... Now 1 in 3 Americans, which I think this is a low number, actually believe that the Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself, and he was murdered in prison. It's so...
I actually said from the beginning that he didn't do it, that he didn't kill himself. No, he didn't. Think about it this way.
Okay, let's go. Now we got a story.
You gotta think about it this way. Okay.
The guy probably wanted
Epstein,
to die.
Epstein or Stein or however the hell you want to pronounce his name. I don't care. He catered to the super rich like Donnie and others that you know, billionaires, big time millionaires. And
notice how you only say Donnie.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you don't say Bill.
Well, okay. Actually, no. That is true.
Okay.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Because yes, Bill Clinton was involved in some of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so was Bloomberg, and you know there's most all of the upper echelons were involved with him in some manner.
Yeah.
Now, he catered to them by providing prostitutes.
A rape island.
A rape island. Thank you. For lack
I'll
of
say,
better
yeah.
terms, yes, it was a rape island, and it was underage
rape island. A child rape island. Okay.
So here you have this guy who,
provides all this to these uber rich pieces of crap that are out there.
Yep.
And yet he finally gets pinched and put in prison for it. Do you not think that some of these uber rich pieces of crap might have connections to get him murdered, so he will not divulge any of the information that he has?
That is a good point, but the whole point is he did not commit suicide.
No, he didn't commit suicide, but that's why I was explaining it that way to bring you up.
He might
to
have
the,
gotten
that
murdered
scene.
But wait, now look at it from his point of view. You know, you put yourself in his shoes. You're sitting there in jail, all right, and you know what happens in prison to people like him. Are you really going to sit there and pray that somebody doesn't open those doors and
Do you remember the last time he went to prison? He went to prison and was on work release for 6 days.
But they weren't going to let that happen this time.
That's all he knows of prison is getting out 6 days a week and donating all of this money to the court system. And he was given all kinds of money, and he was basically out on the ankle bracelet the entire time. That wasn't really prison. You don't think that would have happened again? He's got a lot of money.
What if it didn't? What if he knew it wasn't going to happen again? This time he's busted and he's thinking the worst.
Well, he was spending 12 hours a day talking to female lawyers that came into his room to consult him. He was still getting laid while he was in prison.
But here's the thing on that, too. Okay. If he felt it wasn't going to happen again.
What's that?
What type of prison was he in?
He was in solitary confinement, basically, for the time he was in.
Was
it doesn't matter.
He was
in solitary, but he got his... We are back because Molly is so good at communicating. She walked out and whispered something about, I need to get my cord. It's at 36%.
I didn't whisper. You guys were just way too involved over here.
How come you didn't just say, my computer died, like a normal person? Why did you throw in a percentage and make us think that we still had time to go?
I'm sorry.
Your facts are pissing me off, Tom. Hey, don't worry about that. Molly will just shut this whole show down anyway. So
that's why I got mine on silent. What the heck's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Yeah, you're supposed to answer your phone on the show. Go ahead.
Rang.
Put him on speaker.
She can't now.
I'll call him back.
No. I'm sure they'll be fine. It's probably somebody that'll just hang up anyway, because when I answer those and I say something, they just hang up.
Because when you get those calls, it says, Washington County Jail. Why are you
Washington County Jail. Would you accept a collect call from inmate number 5525?
I would wonder who I would know, because I don't know anybody in Washington County.
Oh, I was just using whatever county.
No, Joe's probably going to get a call like that in about a couple weeks. Dodge County.
Why would I get a call?
I have jury duty the week before Christmas.
The last time I had jury duty, I got out of it.
Here's the easiest way to get out of it.
I got the
shits. You go in, and you say, before you go in, you find out what this person did. And then when you go in and they do their little jury duty interview to put you on the jury, you tell them, well, I believe they're guilty and I'm not going to change my mind.
Yep.
Oh.
But the scratch you.
They'll scratch you.
They gave me
regardless,
a whole
they will scratch you.
The thing is, they gave me a whole week. I got to be there from the 16th of December through the 20th.
That is if they choose you. Once you go in, and all you got to do is say, oh, they're guilty. You're not going to change my mind.
That Isn't means that you're not going to give them
too, only if you were randomly selected. They don't they call in 40 people and they pick 12 of them.
Yep.
Like you have to call in like every day to see if your name was like,
actually,
called as a.
But the thing is, when it happens,
is a jury schedule on their website. Right now, it's Monday and Friday are canceled. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are still open.
But I got called for jury duty once. And that's exactly what I did when I went in. I said, and we did the interview thing to pick juries.
Right.
I just basically said, I don't care what they did. They're guilty.
Well, they do
just
that
looking
interview.
At them. They're guilty.
They do that interview to make sure
you're
you don't have any like predefined bias like
yeah.
against.
Oh,
yeah.
And I
yeah. said, you're not going to change my mind. And as soon as I said that, they're like, oh, you're excused.
Yep.
Out the door I went. Never had to come back. And I haven't ever been called back. I don't know if that
might have something to do with it because I've never been called back before too, but this was decades ago and I was working for cash or whatever and I kind of incriminated myself, which I'm probably going to do right now, but I'm like, I don't have sick days. I work for cash. And the lady was like, so you're a criminal? And I'm like, yeah.
And then they didn't call me for jury duty. Like, oh, well, this guy's already a criminal. We can't call him for jury duty.
I'm surprised they didn't have the sheriff
cop
show
up
at your door.
Oh, I only said it. I didn't prove it, but yeah. Like, wait, so you mean you're a criminal yourself? Like, yeah, they probably don't want you.
Oh, man.
All right, so inbreeding.
This is
well, for an inbreeding story.
I hear that happens a lot down south.
Isn't that where you're from?
Nope.
Happens a lot more.
Trying to explain things here.
In the Neanderthal community, they think
that's up your alley. Too,
you gonna it? You gonna speak on that, Mr. Neanderthal?
Yeah, Mr. Browridge. There you go. That's a spitting image right there.
Yeah, right.
Here's a picture of the Browridge. They said that may have helped everybody to go extinct. It was bad genetics.
No, what made the Neanderthal go extinct was the fact that they did get bred out. Scientists
I've
actually
been hearing that too. Yeah,
the scientists has actually found. Neanderthal DNA in the current DNA pool.
Oh, yeah, we got it in us, but yeah. What they're saying that actually finished them off, the coup de grace, so to speak, is their population got so little that they couldn't help but inbreed, and then that killed them out.
Yeah.
It could be a combo.
It could be
a combo. They, 40% lower reproductive fitness than modern humans.
Huh.
They were actually smaller. They were actually shorter in stature than the modern human.
Punch.
But because of that, they also had a denser bone.
Yep.
Their bones were denser, and they had a slightly more dominant muscle structure.
Yeah.
So they were able to actually, they were stronger than the
Homo sapiens,
and yet shorter.
Yeah,
and they could actually take a hell of a punch because of the density of their bones.
Well, you look at chimpanzees; they're a heck of a lot shorter than us, but they're a heck of a lot stronger.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, that gets me on that show that I wish I could have talked more on. You guys did that show that humans are not actually from this planet.
Yeah, are humans indigenous to the Earth?
To the Earth?
That was a good subject because we were trying to. It almost explained why he exists.
You never know. I may actually be an alien.
Well, another thing they're saying something about the Neanderthals is they lasted a lot longer than humans have so far.
Well, that's because
Neanderthal actually were around before the Homo sapien.
Yeah, for a long time. So we gotta live a lot longer to even catch up to how long they lasted. I just think it was if I had to guess, we didn't rely on the same food sources that they did. And when this is what they're saying about chimpanzees, too, by the way, go on a different topic. They're saying that chimps are no longer the second smartest species on the planet. They're saying orangutans are. Because when the chimp loses its wherever it's eating, like say every April there's grapes here or something, and that's what I eat.
Yeah.
Well, if something comes in and changes their environment, they just sit there and starve to death and die. Where orangutans will actually be like, there's no grapes here. I should go somewhere else.
So you're basically, they're saying that the orangutans actually migrate to the food source rather than hoping the food source migrates to them.
So yes. They'll adapt their lifestyle.
Right. Yeah, they're more adaptive. They've added adaptability into the intelligence calculation, and they think orangutans are smarter.
Interesting.
So...
But also, if you also notice in the primate species like that, the only other primate species that truly does murder another member of its family is the chimpanzees.
Hmm. Bonobos don't do that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Huh.
Nor does orangutans or gorillas.
Wow.
But the chimpanzees will.
Murder?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And if you think about it, you know, like I said before in our other show, there's only a two chromosome difference between Homo sapien and chimpanzees.
Chimpanzees, yeah. Bonobos are just as close too. They're just a slightly smaller chimpanzees.
That's a possibility. Then they could be
hornier. They are way hornier.
Oh, good God.
Bonobos, if you go see a bonobo, they're jacking off, I guarantee it.
Guarantee it. So, what else do I got for our last story here? We got another good one here. Hey, why don't you tell us about your show for a little bit? Let's get into that. What's going on with Utterly Insane?
Well, right now, I think we're getting more into the UFO kick.
Okay.
Because we're not, with it being cold out, we're not going to be going out to locations to be shooting.
Yeah, I'm too old because for that crap.
He's not like me.
I can handle Wisconsin winters anyway.
I am literally a walking freaking furnace. Okay.
Yeah.
I emanate heat. Mm-hmm. Where Joe, on the other hand, his circulation's not as good, and he gets cold really quick, really easy. So with winter being, you know, coming up like it is and everything, then we're kind of staying inside and talking more on subjects like the
UFOs and stuff. We're trying to keep it geared towards our paranormal theme.
Yeah. Okay. But in the summertime, you guys...
In the summertime, actually, it'll be before the summertime.
Yeah, in the spring, summer, and fall, we'll probably go
March?
Out.
It was mid-March earlier this year that when we took and transformed the show into the total paranormal stuff and started going out and filming. Our first show was actually in March on location.
Yeah, that was the Sanatorium Hill.
The first time we were out there.
Yeah, when we went out there.
Okay. So where do you draw the line at paranormal? Because paranormal's pretty vague.
Oh, we don't draw a line.
No, there's really no line to draw because paranormal and unexplained mystery stuff.
Okay, are you going to shoot a rocket up into the air to show that the world's not flat? I mean, that is a line.
We're not going to go to that extent.
Well, no.
There's always a line, guys.
That's not the extent we're going to.
Okay.
What we're looking at basically is going out to locations that are known to be haunted or have activities and stuff like that, and then trying to capture something on tape, on video.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, of course...
And you guys have invested a lot more in some more awesome equipment.
Yeah, we've got some EMF meters.
Yeah.
Both our cameras are equipped, because we've got two of them now. Both of them are equipped with night vision. Then we got an extra lamp for one of them. So
yeah, I got to get a lamp for mine.
Christmas is coming, buddy.
like
wish list.
And we've got like a personal voice recorder for that too, is where we go out and things that'll there's a tool
well,
that we
you
have
got a
that,
temperature gauge too.
Yeah,
temperature
it,
and wind
it's
gauge.
It's ambient temperature. It measures the temperature within a certain radius, and
okay,
so that you can find cold spots.
All right.
Basic.
What I like what you guys do with your footage is you will show the footage, you will not say anything, and then you will try to debunk it for like 10 minutes afterwards. So you're not, if you actually say, I got something, I believe you guys because you're not putting out bullshit. You're not putting out suggestion. You're saying, what could have done this? Yeah. So
right.
This is what.
Well, see, that's what I do. That's what I prefer doing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm filming something, if I've got my camera set up and I'm filming something and I catch something on video that looks kind of odd or looks like it could possibly be something, I'm not going to sit there and be like, put this out there and say, this is it. This is the proof right here.
Yeah. Like some of those shows you see on TV.
Yeah.
It's definitely a Bigfoot.
I'm going to go back and try to recreate the exact same situation and try to debunk it myself. Because I would much rather debunk my own video than have somebody else out there say, well, you're putting up fake crap.
Or how about when we went back out to Sanatorium Hill that one day just to debunk the guy's video that we watched on YouTube.
Oh, we did that the first day.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know,
there are people who walk around at Sanatorium Hill all the time. And there's a trail that goes through there. There's woods in back of it that have trails that go through there.
Right.
So people are out there all the time.
I really think you're in a field where all you can do is be like, I tried to debunk this as much as I can. Here's what I'm left with.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's your opinion?
But I'm not gonna
tell you my opinion.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm not gonna put a suggestion out there for that may get stuck in someone's head when they're looking at our video and say, oh yeah, that could be it.
We're telling you what the possibilities could be.
I'm putting
the
it out there
around.
And I'm saying this.
Decide.
Okay, here. You decide. This is what I've seen. This is what I've caught on video.
This is
I want your opinion. I don't want to hear a repeat of an opinion I put out.
Yeah.
I would much rather hear what you have to say about it.
No, that's why I think you guys are awesome.
We sit there and we sit there and we investigate the areas that we go into. We pretty much know what's around us. We know pretty much the wildlife because we're from Wisconsin. We should all know what's, native to this area. So, you know, like when we go and investigate the Bray Road, you know, and they say, well, if you look at the areas, you can see when you go out there, well, it can easily play mind tricks with you because it's so dark. There's no street lights. We're giving you the obvious of what it can be.
Yeah.
You know,
but
because
what you were saying on that one video, you I asked you a question about it and you actually put it out there. You said, I didn't have a camera stabilizer, so you have to, you know. It could be. But you're telling people what you lack.
The cemetery on Speedway.
I didn't have
the camera on a tripod.
You didn't have the tripods.
Yeah.
I didn't have it with me. I was carrying
it. But that's
information
that a lot of people would hide.
Right. Well, no.
You're not hiding.
I was fighting mosquitoes off at that time. And I'm not going to hide that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why the following day we went back out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept the video on my camera so I could view it again when I was on location so I could try and get the camera in the at least within the closest to the position that it should have been at the time that I was filming, and then I put it on the tripod, and then I did what I walked out in front of it to show scale of what would possibly be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a little walk around out in the area that I possibly may have caught something, you know, not knowing if I did or not.
Yeah.
And then that way it gives a scale of what to look for.
And then also I had a and then she did a on different the opposite side.
Yeah, and then Tanya did a
facing the same exact location that he had.
Angle. She did a different angle to it. But at least I went back and tried to see if I could capture the same thing.
Okay. That was at Forest Hill.
Yeah, Forest Hill.
It was at Forest Hill, and I think we found out that it was probably the sun with the leaves and stuff.
Like that. I think what it turned out to be was mostly just the light coming in from behind,
creating some kind of
leaves,
like
and it gave kind of a shadow.
But you know what? You guys didn't try to push this off as like, everybody look at us, let's try to hit 15 minutes of fame, I have this footage.
No.
You didn't do that. No, you guys actually said.
Because that's not how I want to do this.
We really do want something to pop out at us, hopefully.
Yes, you do. Definitely you
and
do.
We did, wait, actually.
Wait a minute, like that deer that popped out at you? Yeah.
And then you wouldn't let me live it down, right?
We did go back up to the sanatorium.
And it was like our third trip up the sanatorium hill, and there was a deer bedded down there, and I walked almost right on top of it.
He stepped out,
the hell
and,
out of me.
Yeah. I kind of got that on video. Fun. I don't know if he ever posted it. But.
Yeah, it's posted. Okay. I don't edit anything out, so I had to harass him
over that.
And it wasn't just us that was out there at that time.
Sean
we had two.
Was with us.
Had
yeah, Sean and his mom was with us too.
Yeah.
That's another friend of ours.
Okay.
His name's Sean. And I've known him for a few years, and he likes to photograph nature and birds and stuff. He goes up to Huron a lot during the summertime.
All right. That's something that would be a great advantage to when you're out there in the elements.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Just because he might see something that you're like. Yeah. That's not a fucking ghost, dude. Like, something like that. Yeah. You need a guy like that.
Plus, he's got a real big photography.
He's got a really
setup.
Nice camera.
It's
a nice Nikon.
Yeah.
Oh. So.
Different lenses, awesome. The whole works.
Yeah.
Well, universe, I got to tell you, if you're in the paranormal and you're not looking for any bullshit, these guys are as real as you can get. And they're also fucking entertaining as hell to hang out with. So if you want no bullshit, entertaining, you gotta check out
That's
Utterly
a good
Insane.
Way to put it. No bullshit paranormal.
There we go.
No bullshit paranormal. Could be an oxymoron, but they're. Listen, I've seen their stuff, and they've debunked their own shit.
Now our second trip to Eagle Road Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
It was. These two and then me and my girlfriend were there, and I had my own camera. They had theirs, and that was our first filming using the new
add-on for their night vision.
It expands it. But it's kind of weird because we were at opposite ends of the cemetery. It's not a really huge cemetery, but we were at opposite ends of the cemetery that this happened. And I heard something over where I was standing over to my right. It almost sounded like a growl, but that's me. I don't want anybody to think that's exactly what it was. And then they're at the other end of the cemetery at that time. And I listened to both tapes. And right around the same time, I don't know why, but theirs picked it up too. It was kind of interesting. And if anybody wants to check it out, they can.
And then remember when I was leaving, I could have swore when I was
when we were leaving, he thought he heard something as well.
We were almost up to the road to go back to the car there. I swear I heard something coming from across the street, like a growl too.
But I never saw.
But we never saw it.
Never saw anything. That was the thing.
Okay.
And you know, I'm not exactly sure.
We were out in the middle
of
nowhere, and that particular cemetery had all kinds of farms around it, so it could have been anybody's dog too.
So the big question is for you guys: what do you have to film to actually make you come out and say we have a ghost, guys. Like,
what is it going to film?
Yeah, what's going to be the footage where you say, no debunking this. This is it. You strike up the band. We got it. Ghosts are real. Like, what do you have to feel?
I can't say that I would because if I did catch something that looked like an apparition,
if Michael Jackson crawled out of the ground and started doing the Thriller dance, would you at least say you got a ghost?
No, I would say I got some sort of entertainment troupe over here
who is really good at Thriller,
playing a prank. Like, you know,
in other words, he wouldn't believe it if it happened.
Or who the hell's pranking me right now, yeah, type of thing, okay? Because I would want to know, you know, I think if it ever really truly came down to it, I would have to actually have a sit down face to face interview with a ghost. That would be what would actually convince me. Where it literally walked right up to me and started talking to me.
How about that part in Ghostbusters with Ray? When the ghost came in and unzipped his pants.
No.
Okay, ghosts are real, baby. That would be it?
No.
Not just a sit-down interview?
I got it. It would have to be a face-to-face, you know, to seriously see the apparition in front of me and actually talk to it and get it on video and get it on audio.
But these ghost videos say it's not in the realm of possibility to have that much interconnection between our worlds at that long amount of time.
Well, then I won't ever be convinced. What? I know that they're there, but I'm never going to be convinced that it's.
But then, you know, people say Bigfoot's real all the time, but you don't see a perfect video or a perfect picture of Bigfoot yet either.
No, you don't.
They're all like blurry and
out of focus.
Yeah. You know,
except for the one. From the 60s.
Maybe that's just the way Bigfoot licks.
Yeah,
if you took a good picture of him, the Patterson tape, out of focus looking bean.
And people are still debating on whether that.
I just got the vibrations, baby.
Yeah, I know people are still debating whether that one was real.
Which one was real?
The Patterson footage. I think that was the actually. Throughout all of them that have been caught, I think that was actually the very best.
There's one reason why I think it's good. There's one reason why I think it's bad.
Yeah.
Well,
the reason why I think it's good is because the way he's walking doesn't look human. It looks like you busted a dude jacking off. Like, hey, I fucking didn't know you would be out here. What the fuck are you doing out here? I was just jacking off by myself. I don't think it's good because it was a guy going out to make. He was a known con man. He was going out
to make
a video. Bigfoot
video. But the whole thing with it is.
But that's just one reason why I don't think it's good.
But the whole thing, the reason I like that video the most.
Trying to make a hoax or trying to make the video, but yet you look at that video and realize the technology that they had back then.
It would be extremely hard to do that. Now, if
I know it would be.
Or it'd be an odd.
But
here's why I absolutely like that video because, okay, there's a couple of reasons here. One, it's a fairly clear, clean cut video
and you can actually see it.
And
it proves it's clear enough to prove that it was a female.
Yep,
that
you can see
titties. It was a female.
So
you can see the droopy
tits.
It was
shot by HBO.
You can see the droopy tits. Okay. And not just that, but the hair on the legs, the hair on the body, the hair on the arms. You could see the
muscle
movement.
Yep.
Under the hair.
Okay.
Now, the only way in
you
that
ever hear
era,
a tight jeans?
Hang on. The only way in that era that they're going to ever truly be able to do that.
You're making me want to disprove it. I kind of like the footage. I'm not against it.
The only way in that era that they're actually going to be able to have that look that well and that good is he would have to find a female of that stature, convince her to be completely nude, and literally glue every fucking strand of hair on.
And so you gave the Canadian order a bunch of pulse and that, I already got you.
In order to get that texture of muscle movement under there, because there is no way.
And teach her to walk. And
in
like
fact,
that.
I don't even think spandex. That, I don't even know if spandex that, was invented back then. Yeah, or not, you know,
it was.
So, you know, I can't see any other way that they would have been able to hoax
it
by, except for doing it like that.
From what I hear about that video, it's supposed to have other ones in it. I just wish it was a little wider. Supposedly there were two little ones or
following her.
Yeah. With her. You don't believe it, but you have heard that, right?
There's a lot of different
stories. There's a lot of different stories and a lot of different theories around it, but still.
It just sucks that the dude was a con man making a Bigfoot video.
Right.
Because of the fact that he was known to be a con man, kind of blew
ruins,
it right away.
Yeah, kind of blows.
So regardless if it's an authentic video or not, it kind of ruins it right away because of the fact that he is known to be a con man.
So it's always going to bring its authenticity into question.
Yep.
No matter what.
Yep. Exactly.
No how much time passes by,
and he was making a Bigfoot movie.
Be a black eye on that footage.
That doesn't help either.
No.
You see how, like, if somebody says I don't believe it, you can't get up in their face and be
here's
a pretty good point why you don't believe it.
Here's that one
is...
for you. Here's one for you too. Okay. During that era, that's when the first Planet of the Apes movies were being made.
Oh, and you can obviously tell they're fake.
Now those, if they were going to be able to have that kind of a look, you know Hollywood would have done it.
Let me just pump the brakes on that a second. They needed 100 apes in their movie. They didn't need one ape. I'm sure if they would have focused and just made one ape, it would have looked a lot better than Planet of the Apes.
I don't know. When they made,
if you got a mass-produced
ape costumes, they're not going to look as good as just one.
All right. So if you want to use the number theory, here's just one for you. Okay. And this is going to show my age. And I guess my nerdiness or whatever.
Harry and the Hendersons.
No, this is older than that.
That was cool.
No, the Bigfoot. The two-part Bigfoot episode of the $6 Million Man.
Okay.
You ever see that one? That thing looked fake as hell, too. Why didn't they make that one look more
because
real?
It wasn't a mass Hollywood production. It was the $6 million
the,
man half-hour TV show every week.
Yeah, but they are. Still, they were still on similar
some
budget.
Good money.
Okay.
Into those
because it was a popular show, they were still putting a fairly large budget into it.
Came out, they were probably three seasons into it.
Maybe they wanted it to look hokey.
Maybe
they were going for it. They said nobody believes Bigfoot anyway. Let's fucking boom.
That movie I watched last night was kind of hokey.
Yeah, you told us we needed to watch Reservoir Dogs, and you never even brought that up today.
Reservoir Dogs was the
Reservoir Dogs. Didn't you like that? Don't even give me shit on Reservoir Dogs.
Where do you want me to start?
Stuck in the middle with you if I start playing it? Come on.
I fell asleep within 10 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you guys didn't like... Lisa fell asleep right after
that's
that.
That's just obvious. That's just a normal Mr. Pink, day for Mr. her after she gets off work.
Yeah, why do I need to be Mr. Pink? I'll be Mr. Purple.
You're already quoting it and loving it more by the second. I'll be Mr. Purple. You're goddamn Mr. Pink! Yeah. It was a good movie. It's Tarantino's first good one. You didn't like
and
it.
He was
he's
in
a
it.
Goofy looking fucker.
Yeah, he was.
Too.
And he was Mr.
Fucker.
Brown.
Yep.
And he now see I don't quite understand because did they not didn't Mr. Orange and Mr. White say that Mr. Brown got shot in the head? In the beginning of all that mess, and then whenever they showed the flashback, he didn't actually get shot in the head. He slammed his head into the steering wheel of the car, and
I haven't seen it in a little while. I just know. I mean,
wait a second now. You're telling us that we needed to watch it, so we knew. And now you're telling me that you didn't watch it again?
Asking, like, did he actually get shot in the head or did something else happen to his head? I don't remember that much. It was
that one scene, though, gets stuck in your head, though. And it's
stuck
very
in the middle with you when he's dealing with the cop.
It's a very crazy scene. Like, you just watch it and go, ooh.
Where he cuts the cop's ear off?
Yeah, and he's messing with him.
And he's torturing him, and then he was gonna light him on fire while he was still alive.
And then
Mr. Orange shot him.
Yep. Yeah.
That Mike Madden plays a crazy. Oh, he does. First place.
Well, he was in another Tarantino movie. He was in Kill Bill 1 and 2.
You see what I'm hearing, guys? Is you enjoyed the movie?
I'm not. Okay, I'm not saying it was a bad movie. Okay, Tarantino actually made some goofy movies, some strange movies.
But you got to be able to. You got to see the whole whatever of Tarantino's arc just to be able to talk about him. So if you want to start with a decent one, not just decent, I really think it's a good movie. Reservoir Dogs, you got it. That's where he came from.
And I did like the Kill Bill movies.
Yes.
I did too.
That was kind of a cool concept.
Uma Thurman is badass.
Yeah, she is.
Oh yeah, I got big hops for Uma Thurman too.
Every time I saw,
you can't forget Lucy Liu,
seeing the Kung Fu guy.
Lucy Liu, man, she's kick ass.
I wish HBO would have made it with Lucy Liu. No, I liked all the.
Well, I think what got us going on this was the fact that he looked up something about a new Star Trek movie, and Tarantino's part of it.
I heard that. I had that story a while ago. Shit, I'm so excited. I'm stepping on my own headset to try to... I had this story a while ago. He only is agreeing to do it if it's rated R.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
A rated R
Star Trek.
Now that would be cool. Are we gonna see green titties?
Oh yeah.
Green, blue.
Are they first
be, is
minute?
There gonna be three of them?
I was just gonna say probably.
The three You're titty see aliens.
The three titty alien, like the one from
Green Bush too.
like the one from Total Recall.
Yeah, Total Recall.
Yeah, there you go.
Or blue one like the Avatar.
Oh, that chick was Gamora.
No, I was talking more along the sex dolls that, you know.
Do a lot of sex dolls. You can order what you want, babe.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm afraid of sex dolls. Molly's going to leave me so quick.
Right. Because that's why I'm with you.
Because when you can come home from work and it just goes...
Yeah, but it
how am I going to compete with that?
If they make a sex doll that makes me dinner too, then maybe
yeah, then
trouble.
I'm out. Then I got no chance. Oh,
that'd be Cherry 2000.
Yeah.
Ever see that movie?
Did not see Cherry 2000. Should I watch it? Is it as good as Reservoir Dogs?
Well, it's not a Quentin Tarantino movie, but it has. Oh, what's her name? Melanie Griffith in it.
Huh.
As a redhead.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've been wanting me a redhead.
That's gotta be an old movie.
It's an older one. It's from the 80s.
Okay.
But it's on Netflix? Or Vudu?
I don't know, is it?
I think I saw it on Vudu free.
Well, Vudu, you don't even have, you really don't have to pay for anything.
No,
on there.
No, if I was going to say, it's free with commercials.
Yeah.
I think I saw that.
But yeah, Cherry 2000, that's kind of an interesting movie.
All right.
Add it to the list.
If you watch Reservoir Dogs and didn't like it, I don't know if I'm going to like your movies.
No, I didn't say I didn't like Reservoir Dogs.
They had to like it for it to stick in their head.
I've seen it before.
And you're quoting it.
This is the first time he has seen it.
Well, that's because I don't like watching too many movies.
Hey,
well, you know, Tarantino,
let me ask you.
The Django Unchained.
Let me ask you. Do you tip now? From the scene in the movie?
I don't believe in fucking tipping.
No, I don't believe in fucking.
He doesn't believe in
How
tipping.
How do you not believe in tipping?
Yeah, that guy needed to be punched right in the face.
There
was,
you go.
I was waiting for
That's
Joe
all.
To just sit there and after he heard that and just sit there and just say, knife that fucker. You know, or something.
How about I bought your breakfast? I mean, throw a fucking dollar down, you piece of shit.
If that was a true mafia guy, he would have, you know, gotten his head knocked off or something for not tipping a waitress.
Mr. Pink doesn't believe in tipping. What the fuck's he mean you don't believe in tipping? It's just such great dialogue.
But he's played such a good asshole, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. You're upping the number. You were probably liking it like a 3 out of 5, and now all of a sudden it's a 4 out of 5. And
I'm not a big movie fan, so it takes a lot for me to get to watch a movie, and it was a good movie. I've seen better mafia-type movies.
Okay.
You know, I've seen those actors in better mafia-type positions, you know.
I'm more but, into the sci-fi stuff anyway.
Yeah. You know, okay. For a movie that he did, it was a good movie. I don't know if I'd watch it again, you know.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I caught right at the first 5 minutes, I caught something that I thought was a mistake. Guy goes and lights...
When they were when the one when Mr. Orange was dying on the ramp,
it's lit, but
and
it's not lit. It was just the two of them in there with the guy almost dead.
Wait a minute.
In the warehouse.
Was Mr. White the one that was kicking the shit out of the cop, or was that?
Hold on, there is one guy in there that always lights a cigarette in his movie, but never smokes it.
No, there was just the one time.
No, there was the one time in the scene where Mr. Pink and.
It was another dude. There was
the one that was
first
Larry.
Two dudes that got to the warehouse.
The older guy.
Larry.
Right?
He
plays the wolf in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
We're getting way off the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't smoke.
No. No, he does. He did.
He did smoke?
He did.
I'm pretty sure
when they first did, Buscemi and his character.
He
lit Buscemi's cigarette, and then he pulls the flame over to light his, but he never did.
He doesn't actually light it.
So he's standing around with the unlit cigarette.
Like he's smoking it.
And then later on, you see him putting it back in the pack.
Yeah.
Okay. And then after that, he actually pulls it out and lights it and actually smokes it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like, what the fuck? Was that
Molly, you can cut all this bullshit just out of the thing. Nobody wants to hear any of this. We're talking about a movie that is 25 years old about if a dude lit a cigarette or not.
No, and then you brought up Pulp Fiction, too. Pulp Fiction is actually a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, but he always does something strange with a cigarette in his movies. Like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction lights a cigarette. And then, like, puts it out.
It must be. What's his name?
I don't know. It's a
Tarantino's
weird.
Thing.
It's a weird.
Yeah,
thing.
I don't know.
Something to investigate all his movies. Go back and watch them all and check it out.
Like, how many weird cigarette scenes did you do?
What about Durango and Chain?
I was just gonna say
Django?
I still like Django.
Or Django,
the best.
Yeah,
Django
and Chain.
That's a good movie. I liked it.
That was a Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's got the gore for one.
Hateful Eight was a little long, and
Hateful Eight was on Netflix.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was.
Haven't seen that one.
I heard a lot of critic stuff about that one.
No, it was boring.
If you're looking for a movie on that story, you're going to be very disappointed.
Well, it's not the real story.
It's following two completely like made up characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would they do this? I was trying to figure out why.
And
that
they
was done.
Add too much scenery. I think he's been doing that as he's gotten older with the movies. He's just like,
it's
we
beautiful.
Need to show you 2 minutes of this guy driving.
Well, they've got...
And then a different scene of this guy. It's too much of that, that it's like, you could have cut this movie down to 90 minutes. We didn't need a 3.5 hour movie.
Who is it? Like a Bruce Lee character they have in there, and they make him out like he's a total jag?
Oh, yeah. Like Bruce Lee's an asshole. Piece of shit. Fucking, can't kick your ass. He's just a fake poser asshole. Right. They make him out to
There's
be like
scene
that.
In there, and it's like, what?
None of the shit that happens in the murders actually happened.
Yeah, so it's...
And it's all just right at the end. I mean, they throw it a little... You see their, like, camp or whatever, and... I don't know, it's...
But they made the previews look like it was going to be have something to do with the Manson
it
stuff.
It does.
And all
it
that.
Does.
But,
in
yeah,
a roundabout way.
But yeah, that's what I said. I was reading
in a roundabout way, it could have been any other family, but this what happened in the movie didn't happen with the Manson murders.
No.
Cheryl Tate lived in the movie.
No.
Which all the people that went to kill her died in the movie, so sorry to ruin it for you, but it's...
No, maybe that's how Tarantino wanted it to happen.
That's why it's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, not This Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, if you're looking for a Marilyn Manson story, it's
not a Marilyn Manson
or
story.
Or a Charles Manson.
That's
Charles
what I meant.
Manson, yeah.
Charles Manson story.
I think you see him for like 4 seconds.
They come for your nutter,
Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think we've been reminiscing about movies long enough. Let's tell us where we can find you guys. And let's have, utterlyinsaneproductions.com. Yeah. You guys got some good editing software happening soon, too.
Yeah, all our links are right there. So you'll find our Facebook link and our YouTube channel page right there.
So do you think it's better to find you on YouTube or the website?
Probably.
Or the Facebook?
Probably on Facebook. If
Facebook?
You follow our Facebook page, you'll probably be more up to date.
Okay. Do you do YouTube Live and Facebook Live, or just
Facebook? No, just Facebook.
Well, is your Facebook still under the Mark Joe Shows?
Yeah, it's still kind of... Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll straighten that out today.
Yeah.
We'll get that fixed for you. Somehow.
Somehow.
Yeah, Facebook and me don't agree on some things when it comes to trying to change that shit.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. But hey, thank you guys for coming out. Sorry,
thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. We're gonna work together after this. You ready to do your reads?
Yeah, you get reads. They're right down there.
Yeah, there you go.
That's mean.
I know.
You can find us everywhere. We're off the rails. Off the rails. TM on Facebook.
Wanted to put
YouTube.
You on the spot. By the way, Mark has two parts of the show, so you were filling
you
in for Mark.
In that chair.
That's what you get. So, all right, universe, go to our. Go to our Patreon page. We got a whole bunch of stuff there. You can donate. You're on Patreon?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, he signed up on Patreon, too.
All right. Oh, also, it's the holiday season.
Yes.
If you're going to buy anything on Amazon, just go to our website, offtherailstm.com. You click on it. They give us a kickback. They just send us a check. It's awesome.
Doesn't cost you anything.
Doesn't cost you anything more. You go to our webpage first, you click on it, you're on Amazon like normal. So go to that. We'll probably hook you guys up with that affiliation too. So you know.
We already got it.
You already got that. Congratulations. Yeah, you get like 10% on
the
some
link's
shit. That's
been on our
cool.
Facebook page for or on our website forever. I don't know if I put it back up on the new one or not, but
you'll figure it out. Well, remember, universe. We're not good enough.
Thanks for tuning in, Universe.